Three traits shared by people who feel luckier after 50. The phenomenon of luck seeming to improve suddenly after 50 can be explained by long accumulated preparation, realistic self-assessment, and decision rules that prevent losses. Tarot and signs of luck can prompt reflection, but they are not objective forecasting tools that guarantee the future. Being in your 50s does not itself guarantee good luck. Experience and trust built up over time may later lead to opportunities. Objective self-assessment is not about fixing your possibilities and limitations, but about realistically allocating your time, energy, and capabilities. A rule against making important contract and spending decisions on the spot can help reduce fraud, impulse purchases, and emotionally driven losses. Tarot symbols can be used as a tool to clarify questions, but they cannot predict financial fortune or whether someone will pass in a verified way. When you feel unlucky, rather than vaguely classifying people as lucky or unlucky, you should examine behavioral records and verifiable warning signs. Saying that someone's luck has turned around is closer to describing several changes falling into place at the same time than a single cause. When long-developed skills and reputation, the right timing, support from others, and chance come together, it may look like sudden good fortune from the outside. However, there is no scientific evidence that luck automatically improves in one's 50s. This article does not present the symbols offered by tarot or Saju as facts, but breaks down the advice they contain into practical decision-making principles. Three meanings to distinguish first what we call luck in everyday life blends together different elements. Category meaning degree of control, practical response, chance events and encounters that are difficult to predict low do not generalize from a single outcome as skill or destiny opportunity. A state in which environmental changes create possibilities that can be chosen partial expand information and networks and remain prepared response actions that recognize and select opportunities while managing risk relatively high set criteria, review procedures, and stopping conditions in advance good outcomes are neither entirely the product of effort nor entirely the result of luck. It is useful to acknowledge chance beyond our control while improving the responses we can control. Three common traits of people who feel their luck improves after their 50s. 1. Long-term preparation meets opportunity skills, relationships, reputation, and experiences of failure repeatedly gained in one field accumulate even when they are not immediately visible. When the right proposal or market change later arrives, someone who is already prepared can respond more quickly. This process may look like sudden good fortune, but it may actually result from the following assets working together: expertise and problem-solving methods developed through repetition, trust and reputation built by keeping promises, warning signs identified from past failures, a stable foundation for daily life maintained while waiting for opportunities conversely. Simply having done the same work for a long time does not guarantee results. Accumulation becomes an asset only when feedback is incorporated into the process and skills are updated to match environmental changes. 2. Improve the accuracy of choices through objective self-assessment. Objective self-assessment does not mean underestimating your potential. It is the ability to realistically understand what you do well, where you repeatedly get stuck, and how much stamina, time, and money you can use. After your 50s, experience increases, but there may also be more factors to consider simultaneously, such as health, caregiving, and retirement preparation. It is therefore important to assess the likelihood of success and the extent of potential losses rather than seizing every opportunity. You can use the following questions when making a judgment. Is this choice connected to something I do well? Is the cost manageable even if it fails? How much stamina and time will I need to invest continuously? Is there evidence that other people can verify? Can I set the conditions for stopping in advance? Objective self-assessment is not about declaring fixed limitations, but about choosing a strategy suited to current conditions and learning again when necessary. 3. Use decision rules instead of emotions. The more you feel that things are going wrong, the easier it is to try to recover losses quickly or rely on someone who projects strong confidence. At such times, a rule against finalizing important contracts investments, loans, or high-priced purchases on the spot can be helpful. Examples of practical decision rules include: if someone demands a contract or transfer on the same day, stop for the time being. Get the terms in writing rather than only hearing them verbally. Ask someone without a vested interest to review them once more. Check not only the returns, but also the worst-case loss and cancellation terms. Verify whether the reason for pressuring you into an urgent decision is genuine. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission also advises people to stop and consult someone they trust, because scammers may pressure them to act or pay immediately. This is a basic risk management principle that applies regardless of country. How to interpret misguided direction, stubbornness, and compassion. Realistically, misguided direction, stubbornness, and excessive compassion are often mentioned as traits of people with bad luck. It is more accurate to examine them as behavioral patterns rather than accepting them as labels of destiny or personality. Expression behavior to check how to improve chose the wrong direction. Goals and actual actions are not connected. Set the goal, measurement criteria, and review date together. Strong stubbornness and attachment repeats the same choice even when contrary evidence appears. Record-stopping conditions and loss limits before starting becomes exhausted through compassion. Repeatedly provides more money and time than is manageable. Clearly define the scope and duration of help. Mistakes a harmful relationship for a benefactor. Lies, control, and demands for money recur. Focus on repeated behavior and verifiable facts rather than feelings. Helping someone in difficulty does not itself bring bad luck. The problem arises when helping continuously harms your own safety, livelihood, or health, or when the other person uses guilt to control you. Conversely, you should not trust someone merely because they seem cheerful. The structure and limits of luck through the lens of heaven, earth, and humanity. The traditional concept of heaven, earth, and humanity can be used as a tool for reflection that examines complex situations in three categories: heaven, timing, and external conditions, factors that are difficult for individuals to control, such as the economy, organizational changes, and unexpected announcements; earth, environment, and networks. This may refer to the workplace, residential environment, groups where information is exchanged, and relationships through which help is given and received. Humanity, your own condition and actions, factors with relatively more room for intervention, such as health, preparedness, judgment, and execution. However, the fact that the subway arrived immediately or that schedules happen to align does not prove future good or bad fortune. When good events continue, remembering only experiences that coincided with them can create confirmation bias. Morning excitement or lethargy is not an indicator for measuring luck either. Various causes may have an effect, including sleep deprivation, stress, medication, depression, and physical illness. If fatigue and lethargy persist for a long time or impair daily functioning, you should check your health before consulting your fortune. Why do successful people consult tarot? In careers where the future is uncertain, anyone may seek ways to reduce anxiety and confirm decisions. For some people, tarot consultations may provide an opportunity to organize their thoughts verbally or think of questions they had not considered. However, no representative statistics have been presented to support the claim that celebrities, politicians, and business people receive the most tarot consultations. Selection bias, in which only cases involving famous people are highly visible, must also be considered. Tarot originally developed from the history of card games and has been used for divination and symbolic interpretation. There is no established scientific evidence that cards objectively predict an individual's finances, acceptance results, or relationship outcomes. It is therefore safer to distinguish their uses as follows. Ways it can be used: look at the symbols on the cards and put your current concerns into words. Use them as a questioning tool to consider the advantages and disadvantages of opposing choices. Enjoy them as entertainment or a cultural experience. Decisions that should not be entrusted to it: disease diagnosis and whether to receive treatment, high-value financial decisions, such as investments, loans, and insurance cancellation, fact-checking about potential hires or contracting parties, reporting crimes, legal responses, and safety issues even. If you receive a tarot consultation, you should verify the final decision again using independent evidence such as documents, figures, and expert opinions. Principles for action when you feel unlucky: seek good relationships, but do not think you are borrowing someone's luck. Talking with people whose lives are going well can provide information, perspective, and emotional support. If it has an effect, it is likely because you were exposed to new information and behavioral models, rather than because the other person's luck transferred to you. However, it is not reasonable to distance yourself from people merely because they are financially struggling or look gloomy. The safety of a relationship should be judged by the following behaviors rather than its atmosphere. Do they respect promises and boundaries? Do they repeatedly lie or ask for money? Do they try to monopolize the relationship or isolate you from others? Do they threaten you or make you feel guilty when you refuse? The U.S. National Institute on Aging explains that social isolation and loneliness can affect health. Rather than simply classifying people as auspicious or inauspicious, it is important to maintain safe, reciprocal relationships. Separate the risks of nighttime, alcohol, and unfamiliar places from luck. The claim that something unpleasant is certain to happen when nighttime, alcohol, unfamiliar places, and a new romantic interest coincide is not a verified rule. However, drinking can impair judgment and reactions, and an unfamiliar environment may make it difficult to ask for help or return home. Risks should be managed through specific conditions, not negative energy. Arrange transportation home and someone to contact in advance. Do not decide on contracts, money transfers, or sexual consent while heavily intoxicated. Do not immediately provide financial information or your home address to someone you have just met. Make sure your phone is charged and you have transportation money so that you can leave an uncomfortable situation. Prepare statements that delay a decision. It is difficult to construct logical arguments on the spot when under pressure. Repeating a prepared statement can buy you time. I will not decide today. I will respond after checking the terms. Please send me the contract and fee schedule first. I will contact you after reviewing it with my family or an expert. If I have to transfer the money now, I will not proceed. How to distinguish luck from patterns through records. One aspect frequently missing from advice about luck is comparable records. After learning an outcome, people tend to feel that past signs were obvious or remember only events that matched their expectations. Briefly recording the following items over a certain period can help you identify actual patterns rather than vague good or bad fortune. Item to record: example event proposal, expenditure, conflict, new encounter information at the time documents checked, and claims not verified reason for the decision expected return, fear, pressure from others, physical and emotional state, sleep, fatigue, anxiety, excitement, outcome gains and losses. Changes in relationships, follow-up costs, next rule items to recheck. Stopping criteria: the purpose of keeping records is not to control every coincidence. It is to determine whether the same mistakes recur, in which environments your judgment becomes clouded, and whether preparation actually leads to opportunities. How should you read a mini tarot interpretation of financial luck? Some tarot content asks viewers to choose one of several cards and interprets their financial luck. For example, it may present symbols like the following. Choice: symbolic interpretation, presented question to check in reality night's coin help. Stable income: is there an actual payer and are there contract terms? Two of coins: balance and recovery of losses. Are there income and expenditure records supporting the recovery outlook? Four of coins: ownership and securing one's share. Are the amount due and payment date specified in writing? Six of coins: distribution and multiple sources of income. Have the taxes, costs, and sustainability of the side job been calculated? Three of coins: collaboration, honor, career. Have the institution and hiring or contract terms been independently verified? The tarot interpretations in this table are symbolic stories, not predictions of financial outcomes. Choosing a card does not mean that money, employment, acceptance, or investment recovery is destined to occur. Use positive messages as motivation to act, but calculate expected amounts and probabilities using actual data. Conclusion, there are two common traits we can realistically learn from people who seem to become luckier after their 50s. They accumulate preparation over a long period and objectively evaluate their own circumstances, while following decision rules at critical moments can also help. Belief can prompt action, but it does not guarantee results. While waiting for a favorable flow, repeatedly conducting small experiments, setting loss limits, and taking care of your health and relationships are the closest things to managing the luck you can control.